Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. The title of this podcast is Inspirations and Hopes for the Future and features Dr. Jane Stanley's responses to questions frequently asked during online trainings and webinars.
Let me tell you about the Institute. It's an official center of Florida State University, and it's a network of experts based in sharing information internationally about research, clinical practice, and training, specifically in any medical treatment with infants and children. But today we're focusing on NICU MT. Our fellows are all persons who have an expertise in a specific topic. They have advanced graduate degrees. Most are PhDs. They are proficient and have conducted research in this area. And they are also connected to hospitals in conducting clinical programs across the nation. It is an ever-expanding network of experts. Our objectives as a pre-approved CMTE provider are very clear. We want you to understand about the developmental aspects of the fetus itself in the third trimester of development, which is the stage at which the premature babies will be when they are in the NICU, and understand that music procedures should vary according to the readiness of the individual child to receive a specific type of music interaction. And that readiness is changing week by week in fetal development. We also want you to know about the hearing development of the infant. We do not want to damage the inner ear, which is still developing, and we need to be highly aware of the possibility of overstimulation of the infant with auditory stimuli. So we will be very clear about our protocols, duration, time, developmental timeline, gestational timeline, et cetera. We want you to look at the issue of medical treatment, which comes first for survival and for progress in being able to live independently in the NICU free of life support machinery, but also developmentally in terms of the neurologic development of the infant. We think that that is absolutely critical, that the role of music therapy is to help the neurological system wire in a positive format as opposed to a flight or fright response from the pain or the stress of medical treatment. We also want you to be able to identify what we consider the evidence-based, research-based interventions that allow us to predict outcomes for each type of intervention that we have with the infant and allow us to be very specific about how to do that intervention. We think that that is really important. There are several stages. There's an 8-hour seminar. There's a hands-on training with our NICU fellows in an actual NICU in a hospital. That's the piece that has been held up with COVID. But one of the things we found out during COVID, we were considered critical care and important to the medical care of the babies. When COVID first happened, we were asked to leave the NICU along with all the other therapists as not being critical to care. And they were worried about the impact of COVID infection on the infants. We were gone for a period of time, a very short period of time, and they say, whoa, we are not as concerned about infection as we are the impact of not having music therapy. So we consider music therapy a critical treatment. This happened in our Tallahassee hospitals, and other sites around the nation have told us that it happened with them. And music therapy was restored back into the NICU to provide services to premature infants. We are now moving back into being allowed to do training with NICU babies. So if you follow our website, you'll be able to perhaps find scheduling for that if you're interested in doing it. The third aspect is a take-home quiz, and you need to read the book on premature infants in order to do that. We will provide you with research updates if you wish to complete the entire system and get the certificate in music therapy. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I will take on any doctor in the world with my amount of research for a very specific use of music therapy in the NICU. And I have no hesitation about doing that. And being tenacious, being able to articulate what I think the research does show about music therapy, and being willing to negotiate with people and say it again and ask questions. What is it you're looking for? What are you looking to hear that you think is missing from what we're doing? So I think persistence is very, very powerful in this field. I think the parents and the babies deserve us to be persistent, because I think we have so much to offer.
Thank you for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2024.